Q-Code and HTC present Hank the Cowdog, starring and produced by Matthew McConaughey, written and directed by Jeff Nichols. For the latest of Hank the Cowdog, subscribe to the show wherever you find your favorite podcast. You can also learn more at QCodeMedia.com or by following at Q-Code Media.
It's me again, Hank the Cowdog.
Here I come, son!
Now that howling belonged to yours truly as I let a kamikaze crash careening headlong into the jaws of a bloodthirsty bobcat.
Go, Hank, go! Yes!
Madam Moonshine cheered me on from the sidelines while the buzzards did what buzzards do. Squawk.
Look, Junior, that dog's a walking carcass.
A running carcass? I can't walk!
Hank!
Oh, little Alfred's face lit up when he saw me. But that's when Sinister the Bobcat made his move. Sinister clawed his way under the side of the rock and took a swipe that barely missed Alfred's leg. I shot out of that creek water and flapped my jowls back to bare my teeth. Sinister was a-dangling on the edge of the rock wall, still swatting for the boy with my jaws clamped down as hard as I could muster on his back leg. As soon as we splashed down that creek, Sinister spun around and showed me every tooth he had. With a mouthful of bobcat leg, I did the only thing I could think of. Apologize.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Too late for apologies, he yanked his foot free and whacked me with the claw-balled right hook that sent me a-swimming. Then Sinister stomped toward me with a look as cold and steady as the creek water I was sitting on. Reasoning with the killer was a short bet at best, but it was all I had left. Now, cats hate water, Sinister. No need to swim over here on my account. His claws shot out and I closed my eyes. Oh, I would miss my life. It had been a good one, filled with more laughter than sorrow, more scratching than fleas, more snoring. My eyes popped open to a sight for the sorest eyes. Rip and Snort were standing on the ridge above the creek. And this was the only time I ever enjoyed watching a coyote lick their chops.
Rip! I reckon that's the biggest cap Snort's ever seen.
He's all yours, fellas. Rip and Snort shot across that creek like the howling lunatics I always knew they were.
Well, that ain't no good. You can look now, Junior.
Sinister lit out like a bolt of lightning with Rip and Snort nipping at his heels the whole way. Fellers, I enjoyed that moment. I really did. But sadly, it was not meant for savoring. At that very second, I looked upstream to see a wall of water barreling towards me. Now, I'm sure you've heard of floods, but this wasn't one of those slow, seeping, soaking floods. No, sirree. This was a full-on Texas-sized flash flood! I managed to dig my claws into that limestone cliff just as the wall of water hit. It was so much water that it turned my backside to an upside, and all I could hear were the bubbles gushing out of my mouth. Now, dogs don't belong underwater. It's an unnatural circumstance for us. I could barely hold on, but that's when I felt a familiar feeling. My tail was being pulled hard. Little Alfred had my tail again, but this time it was worth the tugging. That water had risen so fast it floated my rear end right up to Alfred's leg.
Hey!
Alfred! That boy gave me a hug that made my heart grow three times its natural size. And I would have let it last, too, if not for my uncontrollable wet wall spur-shaking mechanism. Just then, Madam Moonshine swooped in for a landing. Alfred's eyes grew as big as hubcaps.
A real owl.
It's good to meet you, young man. You're very lucky to have a friend like Hank.
I know.
Now I must be going. I left Timothy alone in my cave.
Who's Timothy?
Timothy, my companion and bodyguard. He's a rattlesnake. Surely you haven't forgotten Timothy.
Oh, yeah, Big Tim, the diamondback. Good-looking fella. I remember him, all right.
Well, yes, I left him unattended, and he has a very bad habit of getting into mischief. So, adieu.
Adieu? What a funny little witch she is. This is not a do. It's definitely a rain.
Did you see that big tiger?
Well, it was a bobcat. No, maybe it was a tiger. Yeah, actually, I'm sure it was. Probably the biggest tiger ever seen in Ocheltree County.
That big tiger was going to eat me, but then those two wolves came and ran him away.
Yeah, well, just remember who brought those wolves, son. They were pals of old Hank's here. I hope you'll remember that next time your ma starts chucking dirt clouds at me.
Hank, I want to go home. I miss my mommy.
Son, there's nothing I'd love more than to get you back on the ranch with your mommy. But as long as that creek water's moving like that, I'm afraid we're stuck.
Hi there, neighbor. It's kind of damp out here on this limb. Don't reckon y'all would mind sharing. Move over, Junior. You're crowding. Mind sharing this nice dry cave till the shower passes over?
You're the rotten buzzard who was up in that tree rooting for that bobcat to get my little buddy here.
No, sir. I could never. In fact, I said to Junior here, Junior, you get yourself down there and help that boy.
Well, I heard what you said, Buzzard, and it would serve you right if I throwed you out in the rain.
Now, I never. Junior, are you going to just sit there and let this dog?
Papa, you did say that.
Tattletale. Well, what did you expect? It's hard to be a Christian and a buzzard at the same time.
That's no excuse. And unless you agree to take some punishment for being such a creep, you can just stand outside in the rain.
I ain't ever took no punishment from no dog, and I ain't fixing to start now. I'll go stand out in that rain, and I'll enjoy every minute of it. Junior?
I think I'll stay, Pa.
Fine. Have it your way.
I'm real glad that your pal made it.
And furthermore, I hope all y'all's babies are born naked.
Junior, you best meet my friend Alfred.
A real buzzard, too?
That's right, son. In a year or two, you won't be able to talk back and forth with us like this, because, you know, grown-ups, they don't understand animal speak. But you can now, and we might as well give you the full treatment. When you get home, you can tell your mom that you met a real, genuine buzzard and a little owl.
Hi, Alfred?
Hello, buzzard.
It's great out here. I love it. Never enjoyed a rain more in my life.
Well, what was your punishment gonna be for Pa?
Well, I was gonna. At that moment, a lightning bolt streaked out of the sky and sent sparks flying from the very tree that cranky old buzzard was perched on. Wallace was back in that cave before the embers even hit the creek.
On second thought, a little punishment is good for the soul. What is it you have in mind, dog?
You're gonna sing a little song.
I hate song.
About the things you love most in life.
I hate love.
Then get back out there in the rain with that sizzling tree, you buzzard.
Okay, but I'm not gonna like it, and you have to go first.
I love septic tanks, emerald waters bank to bank. I love a septic tank, it makes my life worthwhile. Yeah, I love septic tanks, emerald waters bank to bank.
Your turn, Wallace.
What's up, what? And Junior, you wouldn't know what to do with a pretty girl even if you found one. And anybody that's dumb enough to spend time in a septic tank.
Sing, buzzard, or go stand in the rain.
I love being mad, yelling, scalding, talking bad. I love being called a cat. It makes my life worthwhile.
Again. Here we go.
Wasn't that fun?
No, it wasn't fun at all. I hate music, I hate singing, I hate love, and I hate fun.
Wallace, you may be one of the nastiest scoundrels I ever met.
Now you're talking, dog. And looky here, no more rain means no more of your half-brained sing-a-song.
Oh, look at that. Creek water's already going down. In like a flash, out like a light. Now I just gotta figure out how to get us home, Alfred.
I don't like that forest.
You don't need to go through the forest. That's Northup Creek. It runs into Wolf Creek.
And Wolf Creek crosses our ranch. Junior, you're a genius.
No. It was sure nice singing with you. Bye, Alfred.
Bye. I like buzzards.
Well, young Alfred, you have just had a rare opportunity to meet some of my friends. One of these days, when you're all grown up, you'll look back at this day and wonder if it even really happened. And it did. Now let's get you home.
Don't go anywhere, folks. Hank will be right back after a message from our sponsors.
Hank the Cowdog is presented by our friends at H-E-B, born as a small grocery and dry goods store in Kerrville, Texas in 1905.
Well, howdy, neighbor. Don't reckon you'd have a scrap of bologna or a leftover ham sandwich.
Well, look at this. Wallace the Buzzard, how'd you get in here? This is a recording studio.
I walked right in, yes I did, and just you try to kick me out.
Well, we don't have any bologna scraps or ham sandwiches, but I was just talking about our friends at H-E-B, who offer the best selection and low prices to Texas families every day.
They got anything that's been laying in the sun for a couple of days?
No, Wallace. H-E-B does offer the highest quality meat, seafood, and produce sourced from Texas and all over the world. Safe to say they pride themselves on carrying only the freshest of products.
Then we can forget it. I ain't a hummingbird, son. I'm a buzzard. And proud of it, too.
All right, Wallace, that's enough from you. Folks, H-E-B is more than just a store. They're all about Texans helping Texans. The highest quality and freshness, the best selection, more ways to save, and a commitment to their communities. That's what they mean when they say, no store does more than H-E-B.
We hit that creek a-running with smiles from ear to ear. It wasn't far now. Shoot, I could almost hear the marching band tuning up. A proper welcome for a returning hero. We made it back to the ranch just in time to be backlit by the magic hour sun that was dipping low on the horizon. Keep up, son. I want this outfit looking snappy in case there's a parade. We came up over a hill in the outer pasture, and there it was. Home. And there was Drover by the machine shed playing footsie with Pete the barn cat. That little...
Drover!
And I said, I'll see you next week. Hey.
What? It's Hank! Oh, no. Pete, I forgot about the alarm.
What alarm?
I was supposed to sound the alarm for little Alfred, but
Drover!
Oh, gosh, you're back, Hank. I'm so glad. And I guess you found little Alfred.
Looks that way.
Did you run into that bobcat?
It was a full-grown tiger.
A tiger?
And yes, I did. He got a thrashing he won't soon forget either. And yes, you missed all the adventure.
Well, if this old leg hadn't been...
Forget the leg, Drover. Where is everybody?
Well, Pete's over there in the yard. J.T. Cluck's up by the machine shed, and the cows are catching little shade.
Loper and Sally May, you weed.
Oh, gee, maybe they're out looking for little Alfred, you reckon?
Sounds plausible. They're out looking for the lost child, and you're here playing footsie with the cat.
Well, it was chasing, romping Pete made me play, Hank.
Never mind, Drover. It will all be in my report.
Oh, drat.
Hush. Here comes Sally May and Loper now. Everybody, get ready for the welcoming committee.
Sally May doesn't look too welcoming to me.
I've seen that walk before. No, that is not a well. Boys, watch out for the dirt clouds!
Alfred, where on earth have you been? We've been worried sick about you.
Mommy! Daddy!
Oh, Alfred, why do you do things like this to your parents?
I'm sorry, Mommy. I ran away from home, but I got lost in the woods, and I didn't like it. And I'm never gonna run away again.
Honey,
Why did you want to run away?
Well, you brought home that baby, and you didn't want me anymore.
Oh, Alfred, how could you even think such a thing? Mommy loves you very, very much, but for a while she's going to be busy with your new sister. I tell you what, if you help me take care of Molly, we can be together, and we'll both feel better about it. How does that sound?
I love you, Mommy.
Now, Hank, did you lead my boy into the pasture?
Hmm?
Hank, you scoundrel! I don't know what I'm gonna do with you.
But, Mommy, I went alone, and Hank saved me.
What?
Hank brought two wolves that came and saved me from a big, huge tiger.
Two wolves? A tiger?
Well, it wasn't exactly a...
You said tiger, Hank.
The term is coyote, Drover, and it was more of a bobcat-like...
You said tiger.
Hush, Drover.
Hank came and saved me and licked my face, and I met a real buzzard.
A buzzard? Loper, do you hear what your son is saying?
Yeah, two wolves ran off a tiger, and he met a buzzard, and Hank did something or other, and sounds like a windy tale to me.
It's not a windy tale. It's true. I talked to them. Hank is my friend, and I want him to sleep in my bed with me tonight.
Hank, the inside house bed? They never let us sleep in the inside house bed.
I could tell by the look in Sally Mae's eyes that it was a hard bargain to swallow, but...
All right. Just this once we'll let Hank sleep in your room, but only if you promise to never run away again.
I promise. Yay!
Yay! Now, Hank... You listen to me. I don't know what really went on this afternoon, but I know that you were involved in it up to your ears.
Well,
against my better judgment, I'm going to let you sleep with my child because for reasons I don't understand, he seems fond of you. But if you throw up on my clean floor, or wet on my nice furniture, or dig holes in my sheets, Hank, I swear I will send your...
Honey, come on now.
Okay. 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 They're impossible, Loper. Both of them. One's just as bad as the other.
Shall I do the honors?
Please and thank you.
Come on, Hank. Let's put this horse up and then we'll get to the fun part.
Fun part? Hank, what's the fun part?
You see what comes of courage, Drover? I, myself, am going to be decorated for heroism and honored with awards while you stay outside with your friend, the cat. No risk, no reward, Drover. And with that, I bid you good night.
Yeah, good night, Hank. I'll miss you.
You bet you will.
Jeez, I wonder what kind of award them awards is going to be.
Huh, what a lousy trick. The so-called award turned out to be a trip to the bathtub. I was de-ticked, de-fleed, de-dirted, de-scented, almost de-skinned, and darn near drowned. When I crawled out of that dipping vat, fellers, I could hardly stand myself. I was so clean.
Come on, boy. Bath time's over.
But cleanliness does have a few rewards. There I was, on top of the covers at the end of Alfred's bed. It truly was a throne befitting of a king.
Sleep tight, Alfred.
Mommy, can you leave the door cracked?
Okay, hon.
It was so nice to hear Sally Mae sound so sweet. But then she shot me a glare and swiveled a finger at me from her eyeball.
Hank, I'm watching you.
I'm proud to report that I went all night maintaining control of all my various bodily processes and fluids, so to speak. And I didn't make a single mess.
I love you, Hank.
I love you too, pal. You sleep tight now. Okay, now between you and me, I gotta admit, there was one small mishap in the middle of the night, but it occurred under the bed and Sally Mae won't find it for weeks. Shoot, by that time I'll be well out of her range and around here, well, endings don't get any happier than that. Case closed.
Hank the Cowdog stars Matthew McConaughey as Hank, Cynthia Erivo as Madam Moonshine, John R. Erickson as Wallace, Scoot McNairy as Junior, Brody Stowers as Little Alfred, Michael Shannon as Sinister the Bobcat, Joel Edgerton as Rip and Snort, Jesse Plemons as Drover, Leslie Jordan as Pete the Barn Cat, Kirsten Dunst as Sally Mae, and Rich Poland as Loper. Written and directed by Jeff Nichols, based on the books by John R. Erickson. Executive produced by Jeff Nichols, Matthew McConaughey, Sarah Green, and Brian Cavanaugh Jones of Tri-State Pictures, Mark Erickson of HTC Productions, Hart Gregg of Stuck On, and Rob Herding of Q-Code. Co-executive producers Dave Henning and Missy Nichols. Produced by Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez and Tess Ryan. Producer for Stuck On, Allison Terrell. Edited by Hart Gregg. Sound design and mix by Lyman Hardy. Original score by Darren Johnson. Original songs by John R. Erickson. Produced and arranged by Bruce Robison. Audio engineering by Lyman Hardy. Dialogue editing by Ben Milchev. Sound design and mix consulting by Will Files and Matt Yoakum. Casting by Vicky Boone. Artwork by Mark Baird. Production coordinator, Jack Friedman. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Educational program available courtesy of National Ranching Heritage Center. Hank the Cowdog is a Tri-State Pictures, HTC Productions, and Q-Code Productions.